Hello, I'm Iona, and this is an article about lighting in the home. Did you know that if you are aged 60 or over, you will need about 3 times more light to read than a 20-year-old? And if you add a sight loss condition to this, then it could mean that a 60-year-old with a sight loss will need approximately 6 times more light than a sighted 20-year-old. And it is not just more light that you need, but effective lighting too. For those with a visual impairment, the control and adaptation of light can be hugely helpful, with good lighting making an important difference to contrast and colour, helping you to see what you need to much more clearly. In this article, we explore the importance of natural light and how this can be maximised in the home, and also some principles that can have a positive effect on good lighting in your home. As we know, natural light is important for personal health and good vision, and it can influence mood, sleep, and motivation. Most people express a liking for windows and natural daylight in their homes. Windows can also give you a sense of connection to the outside world. However, windows may be obstructed internally by large objects placed on the windowsill, net curtains, or curtains that are not fully drawn back. Externally, windows can be blocked by vegetation, or if the windows become dirty, that can blur the view outside too. Furniture placed against the window may also block light from entering the room. Natural light can prove to be a hindrance if it produces glare, and the effects of sunlight on the window may change according to the time of day, as well as the weather conditions. So, control of optimum natural light includes opening curtains wide and keeping windows clean, removing net curtains, using vertical blinds to control the direction of light entering the window, and using roller blinds to prevent light shining into your eyes. Using a blue light blocker filter lens in your glasses, which can help to prevent glare and improve contrast. Often sitting with your back to the window can be helpful so that you are not facing incoming streams of glaring light, and the light will shine on whatever you need to look at. So let's move on to light bulbs and lighting. Lighting in the home needs to be evenly distributed and bright. This means that when moving around the home, we do not need to adapt to the changes of light and shadow in each area. Well-lit stair areas and hallways are important safety considerations. Using brighter light bulbs is the most obvious way to boost lighting. We used to think of brightness of light was dependent on higher wattage bulbs, but since the introduction of energy-saving light bulbs, the wattage is much lower and the brightness is actually measured in lumens. You could install extra light fittings to increase the amount of light where you need it, such as adding light to the corner of a room or in a stairwell. Lighting also increases security because it can indicate that a house is occupied. Here are some tips that can help light your home safely and effectively. The use of wider lampshades will distribute the light around a room. However, this may not be appropriate for overhead lights, as the wider shades will expose the bulb when you look up, creating uncomfortable glare. Another option would be to use a circular paper shade that encases the bulb and distributes the light evenly around the room. Uplighter light fittings can give an even spread of light, bouncing light onto the ceiling and then back into the room. The bulb is also shielded from your eyes. Having a number of lights in a room instead of one very bright light can produce an even spread of light with no dark places. Fitting dimmer switches is another way to control the amount of light in a room or an area. Ideally, walls should be painted in pale colours and be matte rather than gloss. you will find that using daylight style lighting, which gives off light that is shaded with blue and simulates the natural colour of daylight, can be valuable. It's important to consider task lighting. An old-fashioned standard lamp is now not considered to be the best option here. Task lamps can illuminate a particular area or an object to make it easier for you to complete a task, such as food preparation or carrying out hobbies like knitting, crochet, or doing puzzles. Moving a lamp just a few inches closer will significantly increase the amount of light, so it is much more effective to bring a light closer to help with a detailed task rather than relying on overhead ceiling lights. In the kitchen, under cupboard lighting can be helpful for lighting work surfaces. So here are some tips for positioning your task lamp. Keep the actual bulb out of your line of sight. It may be excessively bright. Light thrown from behind and above your shoulder is best. Put the lamp in a position that minimizes any shadow. If you are reading, then that means placing the lamp so that light is cast over your shoulder. Keep the lamp clear from the table edge. If there is a cable, ensure that it isn't a trip hazard. A light with an adjustable arm can make it easier to move the lamp into the best position for you. A portable task lamp can be useful as you can take your lighting wherever you need it. The most effective type of portable lamp is a rechargeable one, as it does not have a cord and does not need to be plugged in when you use it. A task light can be a life-enhancing investment for you. However, it is important to buy one that is just right for you. You can find many advertisements from companies that promise all sorts of benefits from the lighting that they sell. But it is advisable that you visit your local low vision centre or contact the RNIB helpline. Your individual needs can be discussed and recommendations made. Contact details will be provided at the end of this article. We know that improved lighting should help people carry out their usual activities more easily, so there should ideally be a high and even level of ambient light throughout the home to allow people to move around safely and sufficient light for specific tasks too. Some health conditions have implications for lighting. People with albinism experience discomfort in bright light. People who are autistic may find bright and/or flickering light disturbing. People with lupus may be uncomfortable in ultraviolet light, and people with dementia may be agitated when daylight is lacking. As we have shown, improvements do not have to involve major works. Huge differences can be made with very small changes and at low cost. The aim is to create a visual environment that maximizes your useful sight, is free of glare, offers an even level of light, and offers easy adjustment and control of all lighting sources and levels. Many people have created their own fixes for an adequate light. A torch on your keyring can be useful when unlocking your front door. Some people have reported that keeping a torch just inside your food cupboard can be helpful in finding specific foods or reading labels. If you need to consider and possibly make changes to the lighting in your home, it is recommended that you contact your local low vision centre. If you do not know where this is, you can contact the RNIB helpline to find out local resources for your particular location, or ask to speak with a staff member from the RNIB shop who will be able to talk over your needs in this context and recommend what is best for you. You can also buy lighting items and other items relating to sight loss directly from the RNIB shop, and there is a return service if your purchase proves to be inappropriate for you. You can contact the RNIB helpline and also the RNIB shop by calling the following number during office hours: 03 03 123 9999. Again, that's 03 03 123 9999.
DNF Soundings.